Where are the bats, John? The bats? Where are the bats?
Yeah.
And where's the light? Light? Where's the light? Where's the light? Light? Where's the light? Where's the light? Where's the light? Turn around where the light is. Where's the light? Where's the light? Where's the light? No, that's not the light. Where's the light? Where's the light?
You've never been this way before. Mr. Chairman, gentlemen, I feel I am in something of a strange position. Although I have attended these conferences for many years past, this is the first time I have to thank anyone for being here. Anyway, I do thank you, Mr. Euler and Mr. Hill, for letting me come. Owing to my long association with Cuprenol, I am, of course, naturally very interested, and will remain so, in the progress the company is making. I say that in the hope that someone will make a note to invite me next year. Over the years, we have seen this company grow, but as never before, would I think, is the prospect so bright as it is at present. The efforts you have made and the team spirit that exists is borne out by the sales you have achieved this year, which doubtless will be maintained under Mr. Hill's capable guidance. It is therefore with some mixed feelings that I have transferred to Timber Treatments. But above all, and I must admit this, is my enthusiasm for my new job, which overrides everything. I would assure you, though, gentlemen, that I shall remain, needless to say perhaps, very Cuprenol-minded, and will continue to think of you and look upon you all as my colleagues. As such, I shall therefore do everything in my power, wherever possible, to help further your interests, and shall seek similarly your cooperation. In the main Cuprenol company, you are concerned with selling preservatives and insecticides. You're not without competitors, and it's been gratifying to see the inroads we have made in the past in countering this competition. One thing, however, has always been a very decided thorn in my flesh, and that is the Rentokil servicing division. Let's face it, despite numerous small servicing companies, and some bigger ones too, they have to a large degree had things very much their own way. You can imagine how excited I now feel being in a position to come to grips with them. Timber Treatments has been and is somehow detached from the main Cuprenol company. But I believe this is undesirable, and one thing I want to bring about is a much closer tie and liaison between us. It is pointless, gentlemen, for us to spend good money advertising our service, when at the same time we could be publicizing your name to a greater extent and helping to sell Cuprenol. Conversely, there are ways you could possibly help by publicizing our service, our name, when this does not conflict with policy, so that we are all, as a good family should, helping each other, all pulling together and in the same direction. For many reasons, Timber Treatments must expand, and this surely will help bring forward the day when younger brother becomes bigger brother. As I said earlier, you are concerned with selling fluids, whereas we have to sell a service. I'm not suggesting that selling Cuprenol is without its problems, but selling a service does give rise to certain special difficulties. It may help you to appreciate and lead to a greater understanding if I tell you something of our problems. The first, and perhaps obvious one, is that your buyers know pretty well what they are to get for their money, whereas our clients never know precisely until the job is complete. We can't show them a tin and a price list. All we can do is to give them a report and specification saying what we intend doing and how much it will cost. This very often scares the pants off them before we start. Seldom, if ever, are we able to make a quick sale on the spot. And it's not uncommon for long drawn-out negotiations lasting months to take place before the order is clinched. When you make a sale, providing you get the materials in good condition to the customer, and they do what you said it would, then the sale is complete on payment of the account, and you are done with it. On the other hand, when we make a sale, we are contracting to do some work, after which, although payment is forthcoming, we hope, our obligations continue for a further 20 years by virtue of the guarantee we give. It is important, therefore, if we are not to involve ourselves in additional costs, that the job is done properly and thoroughly from the onset. We cannot have a set price list. Obviously, each job varies tremendously. The location and district and distance from our center affects the issue, as travel expenses are incurred in getting the teams to the site, and overnight allowances have to be paid to our operators if they are working a distance away from home. Often replacement timber has to be bought, which is sometimes difficult to estimate unless a complete exposure of the work is possible before quoting. Time has to be allowed for whilst the teams are off-site purchasing such requirements. In fact, estimating time is one of the most difficult things probably our salesmen have to do, or consultants as they are called. Because if they underestimate time, then we lose money. And if they overestimate, we may lose the job to a competitor on price. It is necessary sometimes that certain structural work is done. And although our teams can carry out simple building work, often a builder has to be called in on a job to work with our men. But builders, being what they are, do not always arrive when required, which holds up our work, causing time wastage. A job scheduled for 4 days may overrun to 5. But once we have quoted, we cannot charge our client extra. One of our biggest problems is really in the lap of the gods, and that is sickness. If one of you are unfortunate enough to go sick, your orders still flow in through the post to head office, and these are dealt with by works and dispatch despite your incapacity. Unless your area is left unworked for a very long time, you can usually make up any leeway. Not so in our business. If one of our consultants takes time off, then the inspections allocated to him build up, and certainly we cannot expect any order until we have inspected the work, made a report, and given an estimate to the client. Similarly, if one of our team foremen are off sick, our efficiency or output is immediately reduced by 16 2/3%. We all have our problems, gentlemen, and I suppose we look upon our own always as the biggest. But none of them are insurmountable. I hope this brief talk, as it was intended, will help you understand more fully the servicing side of this organization. Despite these difficulties, Without doubt, there does exist a large and profitable potential. This year, Timber Treatments have carried out treatments on over 25 churches all over the country, including Westminster Abbey, and many other famous and historical buildings, such as Eton College, where £5,500 worth of work was completed. Timber Treatments, I assure you, gentlemen, will be doing its utmost to obtain a larger share of this business, to the detriment of ours and your competitors. And rest assured, we shall do our bit towards keeping the Cupronol banner flying high. I thank you for your past support and hope this is more a case of au revoir rather than goodbye. May I wish you all a thundering good sales year in 1965. Thank you.